Hey, baby.
So glad to introduce Bruce Chanel. Bruce is an American singer-songwriter. He is famous for his number one hit in 1962 with his song Hey Baby. It stayed number one for 3 weeks and he had other songs in the Billboard Top 100. Bruce toured Europe in 1962 where the Beatles were the opening band. Some people say that Bruce Chanel's music influenced the Beatles. Bruce became a famous songwriter in Nashville, writing songs for artists such as John Conley, Janie Fricke and T.J. Shepard. Hey Baby has been recorded by many artists over the years, including Ringo Starr. Hey Baby became popular again after the movie Dirty Dancing. Bruce, I am so excited to interview you today. Bruce, can you tell me about writing Hey Baby and how it became a number one hit?
Brandon, thank you so much for having me on your show. It's great to be here, and your question about writing Hey Baby. I had been writing songs or trying to write songs since I was very young and probably didn't complete a real song until I was 16 or 17. And I've been playing country shows and that kind of thing and still trying to write songs and record. And I met a lady named Margaret Cobb through her brother. I worked with him, and he said, "You should meet my sister. She's a songwriter." So I went over to meet her, and we started trying to write songs, and we wrote several songs together, one of them being Hey Baby. It didn't take too long, and it just kind of came out of the air, her and I talking and laughing and trying to write a song. And we were just given that, I'll have to say that. And it didn't take too long to write. Then I got a chance to play it for some people that were in the recording business, Major Bill Smith. He said, "Yeah, I like that very much. Let's set a date at the studio." And we did for the next week. And I went back, recorded Hey Baby that day with Delbert McClinton, played harmonica on the record. And later on, we toured together and had a lot of fun, and folks liked Hey Baby. But it was a long stretch from starting trying to write and play and that kind of thing to having a number one record. And I'm forever grateful to all the fans and appreciate shows like yours. Appreciate it.
Bruce, I know you toured England in 1962. Can you tell us what it was like playing this tour? Were the audiences different than the United States, and how many bands were on the tour?
I had just finished a spring tour with Fats Domino and Brooke Benton here in the States. In June of 1962, Delbert, with his harmonica, and I went to England to do a few weeks there. And we played casinos, clubs, theaters. They didn't have the massive concerts that you see now. They would be, you know, several hundreds to a few thousand. And the business has really gone since that day. But getting to England, it was really a quaint kind of place. All the buildings were much older than we were ever used to. You would see a building with the letters written on it, built in 1100. And I had to think, gosh, that's before this country was even a dream, you know? So it was great fun doing that. And Delbert and I had a great time. The audiences were fantastic. They loved Hey Baby and came to all the concerts. We had really great crowds. The bands that played with us were Frank Ifield had a song called I Remember You. And it became number one a few months after this tour. And we had, I was trying to think, Johnny Kidd and the Pirates was another group that was on with us sometimes. Joe Brown and the Brothers were on us, some of the shows with us.
Bruce, can you tell us what it was like playing with the Beatles on this tour?
The Beatles and the Rolling Stones weren't known yet. They weren't known entities in the music business. We didn't know about them. The people around us didn't mention them, so we didn't know them. Except we did some interviews with the BBC, and the Beatles were there to be on the show. So we kind of met them that day, as much as you meet someone passing like that. And then later on, we were booked on some shows together. They were a really good band. Pete Best was their drummer. Ringo hadn't joined them yet. But they sounded great, and had I known they could write all those great songs, I would have asked for one. But they weren't writing those songs at that time. They were a cover band, and they were doing Hey Baby, as John Lennon had said, and he loved the harmonica. He liked that sound and told Delbert in the dressing room one night, he asked Delbert to play something for him. Delbert played his harmonica, and John said, I really like that sound. I want to use that sometime. And he did on Love Me Do. So it was a great experience, and I'd do it all over again. It was great fun, and Delbert and I are still friends and see each other all the time and recount these old memories. But that was a wonderful time.
Bruce, can you tell us any Beatles stories from this tour?
The Beatles were known in England and Germany and some places where they had been playing, you know. We did a show with them at a place called New Brighton Ballroom. And it was a big old castle-looking affair that probably held a couple of thousand kids or more. And it was the biggest crowd that we had seen. And I told Delbert, I said, this is the biggest crowd we've had, man. And they loved the Beatles even then. They weren't known and didn't have records, but they were a touring band, and the kids knew them, and they all showed up. And that's the night we shared the dressing room, and they took a picture. Paul McCartney's brother took a picture that night of us together. And that's the one that you'll see now with Pete Best as a drummer at that time.
Can you tell us about some of the artists who recorded Hey Baby?
There have been many artists record Hey Baby. I don't know exactly how many, but something over 200. And the first record after my record of Hey Baby was by Jose Feliciano. And he took it up in the charts, and then later on Ringo Starr recorded it. I don't know, I couldn't, everybody from Jerry Lee Lewis, Pat Boone, these names folks today may not know, but folks my age do, they remember those people. So it was very gratifying to have a song that all these people wanted to record. That doesn't happen too much anymore. People usually have a hit record, they do the album, and the song may be covered, but not that often.
I would love to hear how Ringo Starr decided to record Hey Baby. Did he contact you to talk about the recording? Anything you would like to share about this experience?
When Ringo Starr recorded Hey Baby, I didn't know he was going to do it. I hadn't heard anything. But the record came out, and I was amazed that he had. And he called me out of the blue. and said, I recorded your song, Hey Baby, and I want to know what you thought of it. And I said, man, I appreciate you so much doing that. It sounds great. I just can't thank you enough for doing that song, Ringo. I said, I guess I'm going to have to leave it to you young guys. And he said, oh, we're all 35-year-old teenagers, you know. So that was a great experience.
Bruce, I normally ask people how the Beatles' music has influenced you and your music. For this interview, I would like to ask you how your music influenced the Beatles and their music.
Brandon, I don't know if the Beatles were that influenced by it. John loved the song, and they played it in their cover songs that they were playing at that time. That would have been, you know, in the 60s, 62, 63. 64, they came out over here, you know, 2 years later. It is gratifying that he loved that sound of the harmonica on Hey Baby and used that on Love Me Do. Conversely, their music has influenced everyone in the world, and including myself. I love their melody. I love their ability to write, you know, such a descriptive song. And they've had so many great songs, and we're just lucky to have them.
I'll always be true. So please love me do. Whoa, love me do. Someone to love, somebody new. Someone to love, someone like you. Love, love me do. I'll always
Bruce, do you have any new projects or songs you would like to share with us today?
Well, I don't know if I can share the song, but I can share with you that I still write every week and have for years and years and years and years. And I spend a couple of days in the studio working on new material, new songs. I'm going out in about an hour to a friend of mine and work on a new one. So they're constantly in the works. You just never know what's going to happen with them. Whether it's a hit or it's not, you still have to write another one.
Can you tell me how you met my cousin James? Do you have any good stories to share?
Well, Brandon, I met him in Fort Worth, Texas when he was playing with Delbert McClinton. Delbert always had a great band, and James is one of the finest musicians in the world. He plays lots of instruments very well and has worked with Delbert for years, and that's how we actually met. And I'm always astounded at his musicianship and his willingness to get the job done.
Bruce, thank you very much for doing this interview. I am really happy, and this is really special to me.
Why can't my dreams come true? Why must I dream of you? And then you're gone. And then you're gone.